The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
Hey there, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. It is another episode of Not Too Taboo. I'm here with my lady love, my big boss, the woman that I live for, Gretchen Christine Rossi.
I love mornings like this because I just feel like so amazing when you talk like all rainbows and butterflies about me.
Of course, my love. Plus, I'm staring at you, you know, across the table.
Oh, yeah.
Deeply
don't
into
even.
Your crusty eyes from the late night.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you had to see me like this every day, you might actually become a cheater. And that's what we're talking about today.
No, that's not true. I'm completely attracted to you in the full green mask, wearing your robe with your little hair up in a bow.
Oh, like,
that's the thing. I think listeners don't realize it sometimes because we're at home. Gretchen rolls in. She's got a green face mask on. She's in her robe. She's got her hair all pulled up and she sits down and wants to have this serious conversation with me. And I can't get over the fact that she looks like Mrs. Hulk. I'm like, are you serious? Are you leaving that on all night long? Like, what's happening?
Okay, but wait, can we just talk about how freaking excited I am about today's podcast? Because you know, I am the ultimate catch a cheater girl, right?
It is. Like, you know. That is today's topic, everyone. Just to clarify, this is how to catch a cheater.
Like, you legit were scared when you first started dating me when I told you the stories of what I did to guys in college.
I wasn't scared.
Oh, you were scared.
I was entertained. I'm not scared because I have nothing to worry about because I do what I'm supposed to do.
Well, good point. But you definitely thought in the back of your head, note to self, do not ever cheat on Gretchen because she will kick my ass.
Well, no, you'll wreck someone's world.
Yes, I totally will. So,
I can bet you that our guest will probably be taking notes.
I know, right?
Because
I might be able to teach him something.
He has to deliver information that may be not so positive back to his client.
Oh my god!
The client, and then he'll say, "How do I get him back?"
I'll have to tell that story one time, you guys. But I'm a Scorpio, and I'm the type of person where I don't get mad. I get revenge. Right?
yeah. She ain't kidding.
And the thing is that, you know, the one of the biggest things that I hate more than anything is a cheater. And so I just really, really set these guys up in college to get busted big time. And I like had hidden cameras. All of my roommates were in it. Like, I embarrassed this guy so bad that I think he's probably still has PTSD from
it. He's still scarred.
He's still scarred. So we are so excited today to introduce today's guest. Andy Kay is the owner and founder of Kay & Associates Investigations, which he established in 1992 in Los Angeles. And since then, Andy has become the go-to investigator for Hollywood elites and Fortune 500 companies.
Gretchen is out of her skin excited about this topic. And I know that it's so interesting, right? Everything that goes on, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Yes.
And we're assuming that if you have to hire Andy, your relationship's done. It's over, right?
right. If you get to the point where you're actually hiring this guy, your relationship is probably doomed, right? Because isn't trust everything? I mean, that's
it is everything. But here's the thing: in all fairness, let's have Andy tell us. Maybe you have an overzealous spouse that's just really jealous and insecure, and really nothing's going on. So there may be times he actually delivers positive news back to his client.
That's true.
It's not always bad news.
So let's ask the expert. Really, I can't even talk this word. Let's actually
That's called a Gretchenism,
yes.
Andy.
Yes, it is. So let's ask the expert, Andy. Hi, Andy. Welcome. Yay.
How are you guys doing today?
What is with the laughing? Andy, he always pushes the wrong button on the board. Where's the clapping?
When Gretchen does a Gretchenism, it's laughter.
Yeah, but you are
When you come into our show.
Oh, really?
Wait, no, that's not the right button. This is Andy.
You suck. There we go. Oh my God.
Andy, good morning, my friend. Ending. Thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here, you guys.
We appreciate you finding time in today to speak with us because
I'm looking forward to it. It's no problem at all, you guys.
Gretchen couldn't sleep because she was so excited to talk to you.
I know, really excited. So Andy, you have been on international cases and high profile cases as lead investigator. So tell us first, how did you even get into this field?
I went into it right out of college. I went into law enforcement. That's where I was looking at going into law, and got picked up out of college by one of the law enforcement groups. And from there, my politics wasn't exactly in line with where I ended up. So I went to work in a private corporation. And from there, my boss at that corporation was an ex-FBI agent, and he started his own PI company and he wanted me to come with him. So I did. From there, it got bigger than he wanted to. So I took it and ran with it. And here I am.
Look at that. So like surveillance is in his blood.
Yeah.
Like really though, like as a young child, did you find interest in this, or like how did you know that this is what you wanted to do?
Well, I really didn't, but I have so many different interests and hobbies that this actually comes into line with them all at some point. And, you know, I have other business interests. And so my diversity makes it so that I'm able to, you know, be kind of ahead of a lot of the other investigators in many different fields because of that. So it just evolved, really.
Interesting. Because by the way, I totally still feel like I miss my calling. Like, I feel like I knew when I was young that, like, I am a pro investigator.
Well, you're
like
a cheater, though.
What does that mean?
Well, Gretchen has like, and Gretchen has this like sixth sense that
that's
blow
true.
Your brain. Like that's she true. Always, you cannot.
Like what's the TV show where the person like, like they know because they have, what is it called?
Like
psychic abilities.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they like, the investigators go to that person to like find stuff out about like who murdered who. Like, I swear I know stuff like this. It's really weird.
She does kind of know stuff like this and it freaks me out, man.
So I
definitely. And you know what? I think you guys, everybody has a little bit of that ability if they kind of tune into it a little bit. You have to trust it at certain times. And then there's times when things happen and you kind of have to know when not to trust your gut instincts. So it's, everybody that's good at this job has some of that to it for sure. I'm a believer.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
So speaking of like your gut, so tell me how the process works. Like, is it typically, well, you've worked with a bunch of things. You've worked with companies, you've worked with individuals, you worked with, you know, speeding.
Law firms, you name it. Yeah.
Yeah. with cheating spouses is what I was trying to say. I couldn't get the word out.
Speeding spouses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was saying it backwards.
Wait, that's a Gretchenism. Wait,
yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, totally a Gretchenism. Oh, you got the board right for once.
Yeah, because you would say funny things. I know where that button.
So Andy, tell me like how it works. So somebody calls you up and are they like, my spouse is cheating and I need your help? Or like, how does that happen when it comes to like a cheating spouse?
You know, it changes all the time, honestly. But we get a lot of calls in. It's like, hey, I just think something's up. Things have been a little weird lately. They're doing this, or, you know, they're taking their phone everywhere with them. They don't let it go. Spending a lot of time in the bathroom on the telephone. All these different things. I mean, and he's coming home from work late, but like you guys were talking about earlier, it doesn't always mean the person's cheating.
Right.
And I've had cases where it's like, oh yeah, he's up to something. It turns out that it wasn't like that at all. As a matter of fact, we have one case that I actually am very happy with is we had an older woman call us and she's in tears and she's, Asian. And so she was a little hard to understand when she was in tears because she didn't speak perfectly clear English.
Right.
And I was talking to her every day while all this was going on and her husband wasn't coming home when he said, and he was supposedly playing cards with some of his friends like he usually does. And then you know, we find out he's not there is the first thing when he was supposed to be there. And so then we follow him a couple more times, and he was actually going to a dance studio and taking ballroom dance lessons. Oh. And what happened, it turned out that their 40th anniversary was coming up.
Oh, my God.
She was a dancer, and he never could dance. Oh. And so he wanted to be able to dance with her wanted to dance on their 40th anniversary. And, you know, he is sneaking around to be able to do it for a long period of time.
So when she found out, tell us her response. Like, what did she say? What happened?
Well, when we figured out what was going on, we didn't want to spoil the surprise either.
Oh, that's
so I was in
sweet.
Kind of a situation with a client where I didn't want, you know, when I have good news, which is not often, honestly, I didn't want to spoil the surprise. So I had one of my female investigators kind of talking and working with her a lot and saying, hey, it's possible he's doing something else. We're looking into it. Just stick with us. We're going to keep doing this. We're not going to charge you any more money.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, did you end up continuing to charge it? And that's cool, Andy, that you didn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, well, we weren't doing anything. We already knew.
Yeah. Yeah. But that goes to show what a good person you are, and you're, you know, that you just are, what's the word am I looking for, baby? That he's just like,
oh, look, I was getting coached by all my female investigators through this.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they were on top of it. It actually ended up being quite the group effort in the end.
Oh, so, okay. So then tell me this, because I love this story right now. So I want to know this happy ending, because most of these are not going to be, I'm sure. So when you found this all out, did she call you like after the fact, after she found out? Or wait, let me start with this question first. Did you talk to the husband? Like, did you go talk to him and he told you, or you like saw him doing this? And then did you have to tell the husband that like she hired a private investigator? Like, how did that whole thing go?
You should see Gretchen's excitement in asking this question. She's using her hands, Andy. She's waving up and down in our room.
I'll tell you what, we were so lucky, because at one point when we were talking, she says, our anniversary is coming up. And she started telling me the story. And, you know, I spent a lot of time on the phone, and so did two of my female investigators, spent a lot of time on the phone with her. And so when we saw that he was taking dance lessons, and he wasn't going up there to dance with anybody, and you could tell he was actually taking dance lessons, we kind of put it together. And one of the girls actually says, no, look, I think this guy's taking dance lessons for their anniversary. And so we kind of just put things on hold and said, you know, I think something's going on. I think he's got some business things he's handling, and we're just going to keep an eye on him, and I'm not going to charge you anymore for a while. Mm-hmm. And we just let it play out to the point of the anniversary. And then I called her afterwards and I said, yeah, we found out this time. This is why we stopped charging you. And I just called and let her know that we were, you know, congratulations on your anniversary, and I hope everything worked out. And she was so thankful. She actually, she sent a gift to one of my female investigators. Aww. And I still hear from her periodically.
Oh, I love that.
That's the kind of story I want to hear about. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So, I mean, that's nice that you didn't have to like necessarily get involved with the husband and be like, so your wife hired, because like that's awkward too, because now at this point, think about it. Like, now the husband knows that the wife's capable of like hiring the private investigator.
Okay, like he's all feeling insecure now.
Follow his ass. Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, that's fantastic. See, and I love those stories.
Yeah.
But let's get into these rat bastards now.
We under no circumstances would go to him. And I mean, listen, it was thought about, but there's never a time that we can blow our
cover.
Client, you know, ever. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's
that's
super cool.
Really cool story. So like, give us an example of, well, you talked about all the signs, right? But so like, what kind of people actually cheat? Is it a particular personality type, would you say? Like, what is somebody like that's engaged with somebody, meaning like they're dating somebody, they're smitten with somebody? Like, what would be telltale signs that you'd be like, that might lead to a bad situation for you?
Yeah, there's, you know, it varies. I mean, a lot of times people are married for decades and it happens and they don't know how it happened. And I think, you know, with men, a lot of times you end up, you know, they get older and then they start, you know, thinking, oh, I should go out and, you know, get this. They have their little midlife crisis is going on. So, you know, as soon as he buys a Corvette,
Start looking around. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's like a huge, that's a big red sign. The Corvette and the slick back hair, you're screwed.
That's it. It's done. But with women, a lot of times they'll stay in a relationship that's not really been happy. And, you know, the kids start getting older and moving out. And then, you know, they start looking for affection places that they haven't gotten it. So that's something that happens with women a lot. A lot of times at the beginning of relationships, when they start evolving, things get, you know, changing. And, you know, some people are just cheaters. It's just they're just not going to ever be. Yeah, they're just not going to ever be anything but. And I've had, you know, unfortunately, I've had a few clients over the years as repeats in that same kind of thing with the same person. And it's just, it's not going to change. Why are we doing it? You know, save your money. I can tell you, we're going to catch him. We know it. You know it. You're calling me.
Yeah. So,
well, here's an interesting question. I think there's a stereotype out there. I think people automatically just assume that the guy's cheating on the girl. Mm-hmm. What's the percentage, Andy? Is there a larger percentage of men versus women? Or is it really just that the women are most interested in it and they want to actually hire someone?
Women are better at it.
Oh, better at cheating?
Well, women are smarter, Gretchen.
Good point. I'm glad you're smart enough to know that.
smart enough to say it in front of Andy.
The one number we do keep track of every year, just kind of for fun. And again, one of my female investigators started doing this, I guess, about 7 years ago, is we take the percentage of our clients, male and female, and which ones were correct. And you know, where we caught the spouse or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, cheating. And women are always in the 90s, 90%.
Yeah.
And men are about 50-50. You know, it's either, you know, 45 to 55%.
Interesting.
And you guys straight up have your own fantasy football for cheating.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Straight up. Yeah.
That's funny. But, you know, I do think that comes back to, they always say woman's intuition. I think women's intuition is really, really strong. And I'm not sure why it's sometimes stronger for women than men. But I feel like that happens a lot with women, that our intuition normally is pretty spot on.
Women are better at details. Even like as witnesses, they'll recognize more facial details.
Yeah.
They pay attention to things guys don't. Guys are generality and they'll notice things that they're interested in.
Yeah.
You know. The guy could say, oh, yeah, I can tell you exactly what kind of car it was and what kind of gun it was. But I think the guy was about somewhere between 5 and 7 feet tall. And yeah,
5 and 7.
I think he might have been white, you know.
He's either white or just had a dark tan. I don't know.
Yeah, it's you know, so.
But if a hot girl walks by, they're like,
the details.
If a hot girl walks by, they're like, and she had really great boobs and her ass was great. No. And she was wearing a blue top with the thing, the da da da.
Green eyes, tan skin, brunette, 5'6", double D with a 23-inch waist. Girl was wearing
23-inch waist just by eyesight.
And her name was Jessica Rabbit.
There was a hot blonde with big boobs. That's the description.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Let's see. Okay.
And he's in LA and he looks right, he looks left, goes, that's everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially
my gosh.
if you're anywhere near a plastic surgery.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah.
So Andy, what would you say, like, what would be the reasons behind somebody would want to hire a private investigator? Like, are they just trying to bust their spouse? Does it have more to do with like divorce situations and money? Like what is the typical cases that come to you?
It's really all of the above. And it fluctuates, but, you know, obviously in divorce situations, you know, once a married woman finds out what's going on, then we go into, you know, okay, you need to start protecting your assets. Cause that's the other thing that happens with cheaters. If they're married, it becomes not just cheating physically, it's economic cheating. They start using money for taking care of another person or multiple people, or, you know, spending it for whatever hobbies and habits they have outside. They start moving money away. And so we get involved in a lot of that stuff too. So we start having our clients, because obviously, you know, our clients are who we have to take care of, it is protecting themselves and making sure they know where everything is. So we do a lot of, you know, backup asset searches and making sure that they're on everything. I mean, we've had spouses that didn't know they were taken off of houses. So that rhymed.
It's so interesting to me because I don't think we've ever heard that term, economic cheating. But
I think I coined it.
I think you did, and I think you should have credit to that because
I should have rights to that. Huh?
Total rights. You need to patent that.
Totally.
Copyright. Yeah, I'll share it with you guys. Handle that.
Okay. All right. I'll take care of it for you.
You know what, Andy? I think that's so interesting, and I love that you offer that service because I think I know some people personally that were in that exact situation, and it was really sad to see that happen to them because it was happening right below their noses, and they had no idea, and the money was being moved, and weird things were happening, and they were taking off deeds or, you know, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, a marriage that had been, you know, 30-something years, and all of a sudden the wife was like, I don't even know how, like, I don't even know if I can trust my husband. I feel like there's things that are being hidden. I feel like there's secret drawers in the house now that I never knew about before. Like, all these weird things, or like there's a camera above the safe now that was never there before. Like, all these things that start happening. And I remember my friend just being so distraught about, like, she did not know what to do in order to protect her assets. Like, she had no idea. And she was just at such a loss. So I love that you guys offer a hand in that, or a solution for that, possibly for some of these people that are going through that. Because that's you know, just cheating alone takes such an emotional toll. But especially when you have these really, really, like, long-term marriages, and, like, both partners feel like they've participated 100% into that marriage financially, and then all of a sudden somebody's capable of doing that. Like, that's just a really hard, you know, emotional toll that that's going to take alone, you know?
It really is such a cool service. So this should be part of the Kay & Associates Investigations Handbook. Like, if you get retained, right, when they get retained, then they get this checklist. Start checking. Are you still on the deed to the house?
Yeah.
Have things changed in the bank account? They start going through and looking for these things.
Yeah.
And that's why we do things like this, so we can inform the public ahead of time, and they may not even need me.
Yeah, no,
which
that's
again, that's a testament to who you are as an individual, Andy, and in your company.
Yeah.
You know, not just, hey, retain me and we'll bilk you for the next 6 weeks and find nothing out.
Yeah.
But here's a checklist of things to go investigate. If some of this stuff smells funny or you see that things have changed, now we have a real, you know, procuring cause behind why we need to start doing a deeper dive.
Yeah. Start digging then. Yeah. Because everybody goes into a marriage. I mean, the goal is to go in with somebody that you trust, that's your partner, that you can share and trust your life to, you know?
Right.
And so you have a partner that is going along with that goal in mind, and then all of a sudden the rug gets ripped out from underneath him or her. Mm-hmm. And it's both. Primarily women have the issue, but it's both.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, not only are they brokenhearted and weakened from that, but now they're semi-destitute and can't even fight from the high ground. So it's better to have, you know, all your bearings, know where you stand, and be able to fight.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
So Andy, I'm so curious, has coronavirus slowed your business at all? Like, is it hard to cheat when you're basically trapped inside all the time?
I'll tell you what, if it's not hard to cheat, it's harder to catch you cheating.
yeah, exactly.
It's, we haven't really slowed down because cheating, whereas it is a big thing that we do, we have such a large array of different cases what you're involved in that it really hasn't slowed us down that much.
Okay.
That part maybe a little bit, but even with the cheating, there's so many different phases of that we're involved in. I would say that we haven't really felt it too much. I guess people will cheat whether they're worried about getting sick or not. I mean, there's a lot of afflictions and illnesses that have come from cheating that nobody's strayed away from before. So
yeah, that's so true.
Gosh. Coronavirus is just a blip.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny. And is the adultery aspect of your business, is that the core business, or I'm assuming that you guys do other investigative services, or whether it be corporate espionage or other things?
Yeah, we are a full service investigations company. We do just about every type of investigation you can imagine. I'm also a licensed engineering contractor. I'm a licensed building contractor. I'm a pilot.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, I'm involved in lots of different things. So, you know, construction related investigations anywhere in the world, if it's a construction failure or a large site accident, I'll end up, if they know who I am, I'll end up there. So that's a big part of some of the things I am involved in personally. A lot of asset verification on the corporate level, making sure, you know, things are what they're supposed to be in mergers, things like that. So we do a lot of forensic accounting, forensic document research, all those kind of things, digital forensics. So we're involved in pretty much every type of investigation you can imagine.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And but you know what's interesting? Do you have to be like really rich to be able to like hire a private investigator?
Good question, Gretchen. We want to know if the regular people can afford Andy.
Literally, because like I have some things that I might have you help me with, but like I don't have a bajillion dollars to like have you chase somebody and like figure something out.
And just to clarify, she's not talking about me.
Yes. Yes. I'm talking about a stalker I had for many years, but yes.
Of course she's not. Yeah. I mean, we, you know, obviously retainers can be tailored to our clients and it's, if we can find out what they need to know, we can keep it within their budget. I mean, sometimes we don't find it in what we're starting out with, but you know, we always tell, you know, we're always able to, I always set the retainers at a point where if we can't get there and know at least it's worth going after at that point, we're going to recommend we stop.
Yeah, which I appreciate which that is too, awesome. Yeah. For sure.
So, I mean, there's a lot of small I mean, a lot of our cases are just somebody looking for an old friend or, you know, somebody they're in the military with, an old girlfriend. I mean, we get a lot of older people calling us. It's like, hey, I dated this woman way back. Our families didn't like each other. My wife just died. I heard several years ago that her husband had passed on. I would love to see her. And, you know, we get those kind of cases. We, you know, if we find them, we make a call. It's like, hey, would you like to, you know, have this person, you know, have your address so they can contact you? And a lot of times, like, here, give them my phone number.
Wow.
So
that's those kind of
things, you know, those things are, you know, you're looking at a couple hundred bucks usually for something like that. So they go pretty fast.
See, I can afford that. Yes.
There you go. No, and I love this conversation actually, because I think there's so many people that are out there that are struggling with situations like this, whether it is the audit, whether it's the cheating, you know, finding a lost loved one or friend or family member, and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to be able to chat with you about all the different aspects of your company.
Or somebody that's maybe possibly hiding assets because they owe somebody a lot of money from a judgment that they got from them because they were a stalker harasser. You mean like somebody like
Gretchen,
that?
Yes, exactly like that.
That I went to court for 8 years and fought this jerk. Okay, so anyway, side note.
I want to know. Okay, let's make this kind of fun.
Okay,
I want to know about some high profile cases.
Yeah,
can you share some information about any high profile case, Andy?
It's very difficult to do that without breaching confidentiality.
I don't want you to breach confidentiality, but I want you to breach confidentiality.
No, yeah, I mean, obviously I have to protect my clients, but you know, I was involved in, I can say this because it's a periphery. You know, when Michael Jackson died and the doctor, Conrad, they were looking for him. I was involved in trying to hunt him down in California and Nevada.
Oh, wow.
Ahead of that. And, you know, there was parts of the O.J. Simpson thing I was involved in. There's tons of other high profile clients that I can get into as far as like the marital stuff and things like that. But I can't think of how I would go through it right now without giving up who they are.
Yeah.
Well, let's not disclose a particular name, but maybe just tell us a crazy story.
Oh, a crazy story. Oh my God. I got to think about where I start with that. I got 30 years of crazy stories.
I was just going to say, he probably has a lot of crazy stories.
You know what? He'll be back to do a separate segment that we just call Andy's Crazy Stories.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably set something like that up. That way I can prepare for which one and then go through and, you know, edit and redact things.
How fun would that be? Yeah, that's so true. Oh, my God.
And the whole series will be called To Catch a Cheater.
I'll tell you what. I'll give one that's way, way back, and these people are so distanced from each other. I had a law firm in San Francisco that I'd been dealing with. It was one of the first ones I'd gotten. And I knew everybody in the law firm. And one of the clients there, it was a famous actress. And I'd gotten to know her pretty well because I was working on a bigger case that she had with some embezzlement that had happened in some of her things. Mm-hmm. And she ended up marrying a young lawyer there that I did not know very well. And then I guess about 6 months later, I get a call from her directly, which was unusually because it was always usually handled through the law firm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she told me that she suspected some things going on. she was quite a good businesswoman. I mean, she had a lot of business enterprises going on. And she said that she didn't trust her husband at the time because there was a lot of money missing that she couldn't account for. Not that it was that she felt he stole it, but it was going places she wasn't seeing the result from, including a Porsche that had been bought that wasn't showing up in any of their garages anywhere. And they had several houses that, you know, so it was
a lot of assets,
you know. She looked around for that Porsche.
Yeah.
So she had me follow him, and I ended up in New Zealand following this guy on the same flight as him. And he didn't know I was there.
Wow.
And I ended up getting there, and after 3 days in New Zealand, found out that he was the room he was in. There was another guy with him.
Oh, dear.
And so she was completely shocked, and that ended that situation.
Oh, yeah. Wait. So was the Porsche bought for the guy?
Yes.
Oh, crap-oly.
And by the time we got back, we knew I was able to identify who the man was. And by the time we had got back, she already had the Porsche back in her possession. All the keys changed on all the houses. It was, she was done.
Full on like Ponzi scheme.
Wow.
I'll pretend like I'm, you know, a straight dude going after a wealthy, famous woman.
Well, he could have been bisexual too. You never know.
That's right. I should not be judging. No. Because everyone's binary, Gretchen. And everyone's binary.
Yeah. Everyone's binary. And you know what? You kind of have to look at that. And it's becoming more prevalent.
Yeah.
And there's a, you know, and that's another thing that just, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, especially in some cultures, that are out doing things with women that they don't want to do with their wife. And, you know, so that's the drive. It's not that I ever want to leave my wife. It's just I don't want to.
So, like, explain to me, do you understand, like, explain to me a little bit of the psychology behind that. Like, why? Like, why? Is it because they, is that, like, because they don't want to, they? Like,
I think it's too taboo. So what happens
is, wondering,
even if it's not even just sexual, right? There may be other things within the culture where it's not permissible to engage in a certain way with another individual.
No, but Andy's talking more about like on the sexual end of it, right? Like I don't want to do like this sexual interesting act. I'm going to use the word interesting with somebody like that I look at and I think this is the mother of my child. This is sweet. But then maybe somebody over here is going to, you know, fulfill a sexual fantasy that I've always wanted to do, but I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it with my wife.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so, and a lot of the time the response from the wife is when they find this out is,
I would have done
well,
that.
Well, yeah.
It's like, why didn't you at least try?
Yeah, it's like, I do that and they're like, yeah, and I don't know where it works out from there. You know, I'm out of the picture by that point. But
yeah. But maybe, but what's interesting about that is maybe it's not even about the wife at that point. Maybe it is, like you said, it's more about the husband not wanting to view his wife in that place.
Exactly.
And so this is where it comes back to, you guys, and listen up, listeners. This is where it comes back to what Slade and I, our foundation is on. We do not share anything. Like, we are so 100% open. We have such an open, honest relationship. We have the passcodes to each other's phones, to each other's computers, to this. There's nothing that we keep from each other. And even conversations like what we just talked about that might be tough conversations.
Or too taboo in general.
Or too taboo. You talk about, because that's a perfect example. What if like your whole marriage is wrecked and a family and your children, all these people are wrecked because one partner may have a sexual fantasy and the other partner is willing to do it. But the one partner is like, I don't really want to do that with you. And you know what I'm saying? Like, there's just, there could potentially be resolve without this cheating and this crap going on behind the scenes. If you just communicate and talk.
Absolutely. And me and my fiance are in the exact same situation. Her fingerprints are on my phone and vice versa. And everything. I mean, everything's open. And we talk about absolutely everything, the same as you guys. And I think that's the way relationships should be. And then you don't end up with these situations where it's like, well, I mean, I didn't think you'd do that, you know? And so I went somewhere else to do that. And it's like, well, you idiot. Now I can't trust you. So, you know.
And you ruin marriages and you ruin children's lives over stuff like that. So to me, you know, honesty and trust is the number one thing. Andy, tell us, has your investigations ever turned like up scary? Like, has someone become unhinged or hurts their cheating spouse? Or have you ever seen something like that come from it?
When cheating becomes violent.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've had people where, you know, you know, the guy gets served papers and he goes, you know, crazy on her. And, you know, then you have a stalker, you end up with restraining orders. We end up sometimes, I mean, so I have protective units and security. And so we do all those things when we have to, try to avoid them. I try to get good reads of, you know, all parties when I have a case like that. Sometimes attorneys get in and make things a little bit more than they need to immediately. So
always,
I mean, and I work for tons of attorneys. I mean, most of the attorneys I work with more than once are great about those things. And I recommend a lot of them to my clients.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, sometimes we end up with people going off the rails. I mean, I've had guys in court, you know, threaten me and
sometimes. And has your life ever been threatened, or has have you ever been afraid for like your life or your family's life? Like, you know how there's some of those crazy people out there that are like, I'm not going to hurt you, I'm going to hurt like a family member. Like, have you had to be concerned about that in your life?
No, it's never gotten anything like that. Anything I did. And, you know, like I said, I worked undercover in drug enforcement for 6 years. So there's nothing, especially since I started in the private investigations, that's ever bothered me.
That's good.
You know, and obviously we're always looking for those things. And, you know, any new gadgets and toys we use, I use at my house. So, you know, we're pretty much ahead of those things. And yeah, I mean, I take precautions, obviously, because everybody should, whether you're a waitress or a gas station attendant or whoever. You know, everybody should just know their surroundings all the time and pay attention, because 100%. Everybody's a potential target for some crazy.
Yeah, that's part of the trade craft that people should probably pay attention to. And I'm assuming that now you've also taken some heat from your clients who've hired you, and then all of a sudden, excuse me, regret that they hired you because now they found out, or because things have gotten a little more aggressive. Does anyone ever come back to you and say
they don't want to actually believe what he's found out?
Yeah. I mean, have people come back and said, oh my God, I regret actually hiring you now because now I know?
No, because if we don't have evidence that I can prove to them, I don't go back with that. If I don't have photographs, if there's not something, you know, they're going to get what I know. And it's like, yeah, he was with the woman. We didn't see them being affectionate. We have no photos or anything like that. So I don't know. They could be friends. That's what they're going to get. I'm not going to tell them, oh, he was with a woman, so he's cheating. That's not the way we go. I give them exactly what's out there. And I will tell you, I've had people call me and were recommended, and come to find out they weren't recommended by a former client. They were recommended by the guys we caught. So,
that's interesting.
That's super interesting.
Yeah.
That's a great calling card. These guys busted my ass. You should hire them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, we had a woman not long ago, and she told us that her boss recommended us. And I said, oh, really? What's his name? She goes, well, I can't really give you his name. And I said, okay, well, he recommended me, right? She goes, yeah, but you caught him.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious. I mean, that's kind of cool. The cheater's actually like recommending you. That's funny.
Yeah. That's when you know you're good.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well,
I will also say that in all the different types of cases where we've had civil cases where I've been put on a stand, the opposing lawyers have always hired me afterwards.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Fantastic. That's such a testament to you. Okay. I have a question for you. I've heard the word honey trapper, and maybe this is just like a made up Hollywood in the movie sort of thing, but you ever had to like use what they call a honey trapper, and does it actually work?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I got a couple of them going on right now.
Shut up. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, wait, you got to tell me all the details. Like, how does that work?
I will tell you right now, Gretchen is a freaking honey trapper.
So I want to be, I'm like, can I be hired? Trapper,
Gretchen will come do it for you.
Like, no, but like legit, for real. Like, how do you like find a job like that? Like, do you go to like Craigslist and be like, do you want to be a honey trapper? Like, I don't even understand how you get that job.
Yeah, because she's going to fill out an application. That's why she's asking.
Yeah. Convince me. No.
Yeah, she's like, so Andy.
Yeah, so I'm in my robe right now with a green mask on. I'm just kidding.
You know, I've got to tell you the funniest part about, because I've got some girls that work for us, and they're all, you know, they're all going to appeal to different people. And I've got some that are beautiful that are going to appeal to everyone.
Right.
And they mostly learn from me, but I got to tell you the funniest part is when the texting and sexting is going on, it's usually me talking to these guys.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Oh my God. That's amazing.
And so I've got this, you know, great collection of dick pics that they send these girls that they think they're dating or wanting to date.
Oh my God. No. I die. Yeah. I die. Are you just like, really, if I see one more dick pic? I mean,
like. Yeah, it's like. It's like, you know, that's not, you shouldn't send that. That's not going to help you get anywhere.
Oh my God.
You want that to not come out until they really love you.
Oh my God. So speaking of that, not to go like dark, but I'm curious, you haven't been involved in any, like, have you been involved in any underage stuff? Like, has that ever become an issue?
You know, it's become an issue through, you know, ancillary investigation with, you know, divorces and things like that, where things have been found and comes up. I also do criminal defense work. So it comes up sometimes then where we have, you know, criminal activity and it evolves into some of that.
So if someone is hiring you to spy on their spouses, would you say that that relationship isn't healthy if they're like going that far to have to hire you? I mean, you told us the one really good story. So like every now and again, that's obviously there. But like if somebody gets to that point, would you say that like that relationship is like doomed or it's unhealthy?
No, because people doubt themselves, and so they're going to doubt other people, and you can't, you know, it, you know, you can't hold. I mean, the relationships can be decades long, so you don't want to have just a suspicion become what ends it.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't think they're doomed. I mean, is there going to be issues that need to be worked through? Sure, but hopefully. If they don't amount to actual cheating or any kind of transgressions in those ways, then it's fixable.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's cool. That's good to know. And then I assume a lot of people use this for like divorce settlement purposes, like fighting a prenup and stuff. Have you felt that like if you're going after somebody, like has that really helped like in a prenup situation?
It depends on what the prenup is. Sometimes, I mean, sometimes cheating is written into the prenup. You can't leave. If I cheat, it's okay, you know?
So, oh my God. Wait, what? They actually put those words in there?
Well,
it's okay?
That's not verbatim, but yeah.
It's like, wow, that's
that
brazen.
That doesn't give you any additional rights to any of my money if I go out and cheat on you. Yeah.
Wow.
Because adultery actually is not illegal.
I know,
no,
but
it's
like,
not.
Do you feel as if that might be a big red flag if like you're marrying somebody and they actually write in the prenup, if I cheat on your ass, you don't get anything? Like, I don't know. I would think that would be a big red flag.
Yeah, well, and here's the thing is people say, oh, well, it doesn't matter if you cheated. It doesn't mean anything in court because cheating's not illegal. But judges are human.
Yeah.
And if they think that, you know, hey, the person that was supposed to be able to trust you couldn't trust you, why should I trust you? I mean, that's just going to be one of the things. You lied to them, you're going to lie to me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah, and I also think, like, too, when I would hope that maybe judges looking at the family situation and seeing if there's children involved and all that, that, you know, that there's some empathy in situations like that, so...
Yeah, judges and family court, I mean, they try to stay with the law as tight as they can, but ultimately it comes down to what is the best interest of the child, and that's where they go. And you know, emotion comes into play there. So all those things matter, whether they're admissible or not in court or whether they're supposed to have any weight, they still have weight when it comes to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Andy, is there anything that I didn't ask you? Because, like, is there something else that you, like,
No, there's millions of things you didn't ask me.
I know. Good point. Good point. But meaning just, like, it, you know, not the juicy, juicy details, but, like, just the generalized thing of, like, anything else you want to share with our listeners about what you do or, like, signs or anything like that?
The biggest thing is if you notice people being away more, they're if patterns change that were constant for a long time, if you know there's less emotion, that's one thing to look at. Just pay attention to, you know, not paying attention is probably what got you in the position in the first place. So pay attention.
Yeah, that's so true. Such a good point.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Andy, thank you so much for coming on the show with us today. I can't wait for us to go to dinner. Because we're definitely going to hang out.
Well, we're going to go to dinner, and I'm going to share my stories with him about some of the ways I've entrapped people. it was really funny. Can I just share the one story and get his opinion on it? Andy, do you have time for one of my stories?
I do. Go.
Okay. So I found out. Okay. So I worked. This was in college. I worked at a restaurant, and I walked in, or this girl walked in one night, and she was talking about this guy that she was dating, da da da. Long story short, we ended up finding out that we're dating the same guy, right? And this was a guy I've been with now for like a year and a half. So he was my legit boyfriend, right? This wasn't like, oh, we were just starting to hang out.
A couple times.
It was like he was my boyfriend, and she was obviously seeing him too, and I didn't know this. And I was like, this little shithead, you know, like I was just like, I used much bigger words, but I was like, okay, so that night we were supposed to be celebrating our anniversary when I found this out. And so I literally am on my way home, and my boyfriend at the time, I probably shouldn't use his name, was going to meet me at the house. And so I literally call my college girlfriends and I go, get out the video camera. Do not ask me any questions, but just film every single thing that you see when I get home. They're like, okay, done. And so hang up the phone, because I had like 3 seconds to like even talk to them. And I drive home, and here's my boyfriend, and we come walking up onto the porch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, we're celebrating our, you know, 1 year anniversary, however long it had been. And I do this whole like big thing, and I'm like kissing and hugging on him, and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna get like married, and I love you. And like just
the girls are filming all this.
And the girls are filming, they're like, oh my God, you guys are so cute together, la la la. So we go out to dinner, whatever. I do my whole thing. I play the whole role. I was a good honey potter trapper person. and I like do this whole thing. So then I call the girl and I'm like, okay, when's the next time that you're going to go out with so-and-so? And she was like, okay, this is the day. Like he's coming over my house. We're going to have movie night. And I'm like, movie night. Perfect. And so I go, he's going to have a very exciting movie night. So I set up cameras up above her TV in her apartment. And of course, I pop the videotape in of me and this guy
celebrating your anniversary.
Celebrating our anniversary from like a few days prior. And I have it in there. And all of my girlfriends and I go over to the house and we hide in the rooms, in the closet, in the bathroom, in the laundry room. We're all hiding. And I was just like, look, I'm not going to let this guy like get away with this. Like he's not going to get away with this. So I'm going to have it on camera. I'm going to have his reaction on camera. I'm going to catch him like red-handedly. Yeah. And so the girl was totally in on it with me. And she walks in and he's like, oh, hey, baby, I love you, baby. And they're kissing and it's like all on camera. And I'm like just sitting there in the closet, like my blood's boiling, right? I'm just like, come on. And so they sit down on the couch and she's like, okay, you know, I'm really excited, like movie night, whatever. And she puts the tape in and it starts playing me and him from earlier in the day. And he's like, what's this, baby? Baby, what's this? And all of us girls all at once pop out of this. And I was like, really? And he's like, baby, you just don't understand. And I'm like, I don't understand. I mean, it was so funny because it was totally caught on camera.
Gretchen.
I still have the tape like in my vault, by the way, just for evidence purposes.
She's
still
like, you do understand, you little Vienna sausage eater.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. He was like literally traumatized. Like he could not believe that I set up the sting operation and like busted him so hardcore.
That is so elaborate. That, I
right?
Love it.
Yeah, right?
Andy, that right there, that was Gretchen's application.
And so my point being is that I'm a good honey trapper. B, and then what was so cool is our house, our address was 1808. And so it became known around school that you mess with 1808 and we'll mess with your fate. That was like our saying of our house. I mean, it was so funny. So anyways, that was a really fun story from college. And that was just one of them. I have a couple of them. So Andy, tell us where people can find you on social media or the best way to get in touch with you if they want to use your services.
We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're kayandassociates.com is probably the best place. You know, KAYAND associates, all spelled out, .com.
What's your handle on social medias?
On Instagram, it's KA Investigates. And on Twitter, it's Associates K.
Got it. Okay, awesome. Well, Andy, we can't say thank you enough for coming and joining and giving us so many juicy details and scoops and all the fun stuff that you do.
We are definitely hanging out because we have more to talk to you about.
Yeah, so for sure.
I'm looking forward to it, you guys.
It's going to be so fun.
All right, Andy, we'll have a great rest of your day, and thanks again for joining us.
You too, guys. Have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andy Kay.
Woo!
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Babe, how fun was that with Andy?
Like, he's such a cool cat. I just want to hang out with him.
I know. He really is. I think it's really cool that he said, like, look, like, you don't have to be a bajillionaire in order to, like, you know, have us help you. I like that because sometimes things like that seem unattainable for, like, just the average person. They're like, oh, I could never afford a private investigator or whatever.
Right.
So that was cool. I like that part. But
I want to hear from you, actually. Give me a few rules to live by that you think people should consider in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And if for some reason those rules seem to fail or don't really go forward, well, then we know it's time to call Andy. I mean, well, you're the psychologist here. So, like, what would you suggest to people out there that they should consider doing?
I'm the psychologist.
I get psychoanalyzed all the time. Admit it.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I'm obviously not the know-all of everything. I just know what works for us. And we touched on it a little bit earlier. But first and foremost, like, communicate. Like, I think that one of the number one keys to a healthy, awesome relationship is that you can truly be 100%. And I'm talking 120% honest with your partner. What I'm concerned about and what I have seen for so many years is so many marriages and so many things fall apart because they weren't able to be honest with the other partner.
Yeah, they weren't communicating.
They weren't communicating, and then their needs weren't being met, and then they went outside the marriage, and then it ruined family. So I just said, look, the rule is that we're never going to get to that point. We're always going to be so open and honest that we never feel afraid to say what our needs are, if our needs aren't being met or whatever, whether it's sexually, emotionally, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be just a sexual thing. And so
how do you feel now?
I, like, totally have changed my mind. Like, if you even look or breathe in a woman's direction, I will cut your penis off. No, I'm just kidding.
But tell everyone why you had this thought process. Because before me, you always had backups.
Very true. No, you know what's interesting? I think that that was a little bit like of a protective mechanism in this. But for me, my personal life, because I had been cheated on before and I had men that were unscrupulous and men that weren't honest and all of those things. So it was a little bit of a protective mechanism, but still the principle behind it to this day is still what I value. And yes, do Slade and I agree that, like, probably in our lives, we're not going to have, like, other sexual partners involved in all that stuff. Like, I feel like...
Yeah, it's not our jam.
Yeah, it's not our jam. And we don't... Whatever. If people choose to do that, that's totally, like, we respect that. It's just not our jam for us. And again, who knows? 20 years from now, maybe we'll be different. But that's my point, is it's about knowing that you are so in love and so able to share that with your partner and talk about it. Like I said it at the very beginning, I want to be able... Slade's my best friend. And and if someone's your best friend, you should be able to tell them anything and everything. I can go to sleep every night and not feel anxious about anything in that relationship. And it's the most secure, amazing feeling. And beyond that, being in the public eye, you have crazy people tell you stories. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times someone's like, I saw Slade tonight in a club. And he's, like, laying right next to me. And I'm like, really? Because he hasn't left the house tonight. But people
that
will.
That happened a lot, by
a
the
lot
way,
when we were on Housewives.
Slade is at this restaurant right now making out with my girlfriend in the back back cube, and we're like, we're in Utah.
Yeah. We're like, liar. So that's happened a lot. And so if you don't have like a strong foundation, and you know, if you can be easily skewed by like, you know, people telling you things, or you know, your mind going wild, then those things are going to happen. So that's one of my number one things. What's one thing you would say, Ben?
Well, I mean, you talk a lot too about compromise. Mm-hmm. I think that I learned a long time ago, the lesson really came from, you know, seeing a relationship where there was no compromise, that I wanted to compromise. Mm-hmm. So I always have a belief that I need to put my partner's needs first. Mm-hmm. And if I do so, the natural reaction there is that my partner wants to do the same thing for me.
Totally.
And so we fall into this place of, when I put your needs first, when I consider your thoughts and emotions over mine, mm-hmm. and I'm selfless, right, in the relationship, everything falls into place, because the respect, the love, sure. each person wanting to care for the other in a way that, you know, supersedes their own particular wants or needs,
yeah.
creates that security.
For
it
sure.
creates a really, really cool environment for us to exist in.
For sure. And another way of saying that is that, you know, you just, the number one rule that Slade and I live by, and people ask us this all the time, you guys have been together 11 years, you're a couple that was, you know, in Hollywood, you were so scrutinized by, you know, the people on the show and this and that, how do you guys keep it, your relationship so strong and so in love and all this? And it's like, the number one thing is that we always put our partner's needs first. And when you do that, when you wake up with that intention, everything else kind of just naturally falls into place, because people are like, oh, is it respect? Is it love? Is it loyalty? And it's like, no, it's that you put your partner's needs first, and all those things that you would think are like the main things that make a relationship work fall into place. The respect, the loyalty, the trust, the communication, all those things naturally fall into place, because when you are putting your partner's needs first, let's say you're in a situation where you're tempted. If you're thinking of your partner's needs first and their emotional well-being, you're going to choose not to continue in that, you know, temptation situation. And that's what leads back to the loyalty. That leads back to keeping the respect in the relationship. That's what leads back to the trust. So that's what we always say to people, is like, when they ask us that, that's like our number one answer.
I want to encourage everybody to try to be patient, focus, put your partner's needs first, and commit to that, because it will be a bit uncomfortable at first.
Yeah.
The benefits of doing that work up front are incredible. It'll give your relationship an entire new foundation for success in the future.
Well, and it takes two. So
it does take
it's,
two.
It's, you have to be the smart picker, you know, too. You have to be able to know that the person that you are choosing to be with is capable of all those things that is of a priority to you as well. So
yeah, it's so true. And if you try all of those things and none of it works,
call Andy.
Call Andy K.
Yeah. Okay, so what's our question of the day? I think we just kind of did it in a roundabout way. I think it's like, look, just challenge yourself to think about like, what's your priority in a relationship, and what
commit to it.
Yeah, what you're willing to compromise, how deep you're willing to communicate and be honest with somebody, and, you know, commit to that, and commit also to finding that partner in your life. And that truly is just having, you know, self-integrity for yourself. Like, these are the things that are important. So I'm going to commit to finding that same partner in my life. So. Yeah.
So everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. We want you to subscribe. Please download. Please listen to Not Too Taboo. Listen today. There's a bunch of amazing episodes that are out there. There's some amazing episodes to come.
We've got
some
so
incredible
excited.
Guests.
Yeah.
So you can find Gretchen at Gretchen Rossi.
Yeah.
You can find me at Slade Smiley Official.
Uh-huh. And you guys DM us and send us, you know, messages to let us know if you enjoyed this show or any other show. Always leave a review. Be honest, but I know it's going to be 5 stars anyways. So anyways, have a great day, you guys. We love you, and we will talk with you soon.